For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
And welcome back, y'all. My front door is still wide open. You're still welcome. We're here at Rosie on the House for the benefit of you, the Arizona homeowner. We've covered the gamut today, 7 o'clock hour. We were talking about the sky and the universe with the chair of the Oracle State Park Dark Sky Committee and their big dark sky party they're having next Saturday night at Oracle State Park. It's open to the public. Why don't you plan on getting there? It'd be a fantastic. You get to be there in the dark sky environment with people with a educated view of what's up there, with telescopes, astronomy clubs. Bring the kids. It's $7 a car. Yes, you can bring an ice chest with sandwiches and cold drinks and waters and Gatorades, and just have a great evening next Saturday at Oracle State Park. And as well, if you're up in the Phoenix area, you can get on the Dolly Steamboat with Dr. Sky and have the dinner cruise next Saturday night. That's also a great family event. 8 o'clock hour, we had urban farmer Mr. Greg Peterson on talking about the importance of soil preparation. 9 o'clock hour, we've got Miss Julia Beja from ASU School of Broadcasting helping us, because Jennifer, sweet Jennifer's out today at a women's seminar. Julia, that you were kind of busy in there last hour. We had the phones lit up there for a little while. We appreciate
it. Yeah, it was really busy. It was great. We had so many callers, so many good questions. We covered a lot of topics.
Yeah, there were a couple we couldn't get to. You got their name and number. I can talk to them after the broadcast, right?
Yes, we did. Anyone who we didn't get to, I got their name and number, and we're going to get back to them.
You make it into Rosie on the House a lot of times during the week. We have people call us at the office and say, Rosie, all I got was busy, busy, busy for 2 hours. Once you get in, I promise you, you'll get your answer, okay? So you get in, even if we don't get you on air, we'll get your name and number, and I'll get back in touch with you. So it sounds like after the show today, we've got two or three to follow up with, and I will certainly do that. In this hour, we've invited Rosie, certified roofer, Lyons Roofing, been a partner of Rosie on the House for well over 15 years, right, Paul?
Yep.
Paul Lanoux.
Close to that.
With his sweet wife, Miss Rhonda. Rhonda, thanks for coming in, darling. Thanks for coming in. So Lyons Roofing is here. I was talking in the last hour about, y'all remember the commercials where the loneliest people in the world was the Maytag washer and dryer repairman. But right now, I think the loneliest people in the world are roofers in Arizona, where it's only rained 1 inch in the last 10 months. Paul, everyone's ignoring their roof.
They are. It's weather is beautiful.
Yep.
The only thing is that sun is still beating on that roof.
Yeah. I mean, it is probably one of the largest, most single components of the entire home. And without a good roof, you've got nothing. Absolutely nothing. Talk a little bit about your background. You've got a colorful background. Well, anybody that is in the roofing industry in Phoenix for a lifetime has a colorful story.
Well, I started in business maybe 26, 28 years ago, back Universal Roofers was in town. And that was my first introduction into the roofing business. And then we acquired Lyons Roofing, I believe it was in 1991. Yeah, well, we've been in business for 26 years now, and it has been a great economy for us. Also.
Well, Lyons Roofing got Rosie certified when the original founder, owner, Pat Lyons, owned it. You were with him, and you had the opportunity. Pat wanted to go on to greener pastures, and you had the opportunity to kick him to the car. I mean, buy him.
Correct, Rosie. Yeah, I worked with him for 3 years, and then he did decide that he was going to go to greener pastures, yeah. And that's how we acquired the business.
Pat was a great guy. He was actually the first roofer we certified at Rosie on House, as
correct.
I recall. Mm-hmm. So y'all been in it for that long with us. Let's talk a little bit about, we have only had 1 inch of rain recorded since August. That's 10 months of virtually no rain. Talk a little bit about the false sense of security people could have right now.
Well, that's
out of mind, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right?
Exactly, because that's exactly what happens. Unless it's raining, you don't know that you're having issues with your roof. You tend not to do a lot of maintenance on the roof also, so that's the other drawback. But the best time to start looking at a roof, to buy a roof, is when it's not raining. That way you want to be proactive.
Well, can you remember January of 2014, I think it was? Was it 14 or 15? What was y'all's wait time you were asking people to that you could get somebody out to look at their house?
It'd be 2 to 3 months.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can get absolutely crazy when we're hit with 4 and 5 storms right in a row from different directions, because a storm coming out of the north creates a whole different problem than the typical monsoon that comes in out of the south. It's completely different impact on the house and on the roof.
Correct. And we have just a variety type of different roofs. You have your flat roofs, your shingles, your tile. So there's all different issues that could come up.
Well, you've been here roofing for 26 years. I've been here building and remodeling for almost 50 years. And I'll tell you, in all of my experience, when people ask me what's the number one problem that people have to deal with in owning a home in Arizona, it's moisture. And that answer always surprises people. And I tell them, look, the reason is because for years, through the 50s and 60s and 70s, the builders were literally servicemen that were here at Luke during World War II, decided that this was really a pretty nice place, Gettle invented air conditioning, and now we've got a housing boom, and all these servicemen that became carpenters and contractors were from the Midwest. They had been here, never seen it rain, so they build houses as if it never, ever rains. And then we pay the price for the next 4 decades.
We do, because there's no natural disasters other than rain is the only thing.
Yeah.
We're still building houses out of stucco.
I mean, when was the last time you got called to look at a flat roof? I'm guilty. Back in the 60s, we built houses with zero pitch, flat roof. Our thinking then, well, my thinking was just do what the boss says.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I asked him for a raise, and he said, okay, go work on the roof. And we built them perfectly flat because in our mind, there's no area for it to pool. It doesn't rain often enough to worry about it. The flat roof is kind of a cool-looking ranch style, kind of a modern look, and we don't need to slope the roofs. As soon as you get a quarter or 3/8 of an inch up there, it's going to find a way to run off.
Exactly. And with moisture back in the day, you didn't have that much rainfall, so that was the other thing. And building the flat roofs, you had higher ceiling spaces other than the pitch type of roof. So
we didn't insulate it then either.
No.
But power was only 3 cents a kilowatt. And we used single-pane windows. Oh, man, the building scientists have sure come a long way, haven't they?
They sure have.
So let's talk about I'm having fun just talking about the history of roofing. And we've got Rick that wants to talk about some ceiling. And, Rick, I'll get to you, but not until I finish having a little bit of fun here with Paul. So we built flat roofs. What are some of the other catastrophes we've experimented with in roofing products? I can think of about four that we said, oops.
Yeah, the old Bermuda roofs, which was it almost looked like a tile that was just basically a light white concrete. It was almost like when you're making ice cream, you just blow a lot of air to it. So it had a little bit of an insulation, but it wasn't a waterproofer. You had to waterproof it up underneath. So that was an interesting roof that we had here.
That was late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
I was an early adopter of that product. Mm-hmm. I mean, you put down a solid asphalt roof, and then you took the same equipment that you shot gunite into a swimming pool with, you went up on the roof, and you shot concrete over the entire roof, lightweight concrete, air-entrained. And I just thought, well, why didn't somebody think of this? This is brilliant. And I mean, we put a lot of Bermuda roofs on. And then we had some ordinary, some out of the ordinary, really cold winters with some deep freezes that brought moisture and then freeze, crack the lightweight concrete, crack the Bermuda roof. And that family that invented the process wasn't in business very much longer after that. God bless them. I thought it was a great product. And most of the failures were Black Canyon City, Carefree, Cave Creek, you know, right on that northern edge of town.
Correct.
But there was no way to repair them.
No. Couldn't coat them, put anything on them.
No, you couldn't do nothing. Okay, so Bermuda roofs, we don't do those anymore. Okay. We don't do flat roofs anymore.
Yeah, completely flat roofs, no. But the old tar and gravel, the old hot asphalt with the gravel on the top also is something that's gone by the wayside.
Well, you don't see many of the hot pots anymore, the tar pots. Is that insurance? What is that? Or just better methods?
Both. Better methods and the insulation factors, the technology now with polyurethane foam roofing, even the asphalt roofs, as long as they're well coated and such. But again, you don't have the benefits of the insulation.
And how about rocks on the roof? I mean, that's just a brilliant idea, right?
If you're trying to hold the roof down.
You know, back where I come from in Louisiana, we just use old Goodyear or Michelin tires. We throw them up there. In Arizona, we put rocks up there. Oh, so they all sprinkle off every rain, the patio, the back, the cool deck of the back, it's all covered
Correct.
In rock.
Correct.
What were those rocks for?
Well, the idea it was to evaporate the water quicker when it was up on the roof. Because, again, when you're getting 2 inches of rain a year, it didn't sit there for long. The rocks would heat up, in theory.
In theory. And be an evaporative pond.
Right.
All right. We're going to take a break right here. We're here with Paul Lanoux and his sweet wife, Miss Rhonda, owners of Lyons Roofing. I believe the oldest roofing, Rosie Certified Roofing Company in Arizona. They've been with us a long, long time. And we're talking roofing, and we'll be right back, and we'll take Rick's call first thing when we get back. Hang on, Rick. With the desert sun blazing year-round, your home needs to have fortress-level protection against intense sun rays and oppressive heat. Hey, y'all, Rosie here. Unfortunately, Pella Impervia fiberglass windows and doors are built to withstand the southwest climate and stay looking great for years. And it gets better. These energy-efficient Pella products can help keep your home more comfortable. So when you leave the sauna outside, you're greeted with a rejuvenating burst of cool air inside. The team from your local Pella Window and Doors of Scottsdale or Tucson can finish your installation project in as little as a day. You're just a short call away from a cooler, better-looking, more energy-efficient home. Visit the showroom in Scottsdale or call 877-987-3552 to lock in your Pella savings now. That's 877-987-3552. Call Pella now.